Okay, so today we're going to present the definition of a debate and the definition of the topic we'll be giving you. We'll say what a debate is and how you play with the rules. Chloe will tell us what the debate is.
A debate is an argument, but with rules. In a debate, we are given a motion, which is a topic we will be debating. We assign to one side of the motion. We are either arguing for the motion, the affirmative, or against the motion, the negative. We do not get to choose which side we argue for. Our job as a speaker in a debate is to convince the audience and judges that our side of the argument is true. We must also listen closely to our opposition's arguments and explain to our audience why our arguments are stronger than theirs.
How does a debate work? A debate has a set structure that always stays the same. Each debate starts with the chairperson introducing the topic, the teams and the rules of a debate. The affirmative team will sit together to the left of the stage, and the negative team will sit to the right. After being introduced, speakers will come up one at a time, starting with the first speaker for the affirmative team. Each speaker will present their prepared arguments and rebuttal to the audience. While speakers are presenting, the other team must remain silent and listen. Teams can take notes and prepare their rebuttals, but must be respectful of the person talking. The timekeeper will time each speaker's presentation and signal when the speaker has 1 minute left, 10 seconds left, and when the time is up. The speaker should then wrap up a presentation. The judges will find out the judging criteria during the debate eventually. At the end of the debate, the judges come together to decide who has won and who was the best speaker. In a classroom debate, you will need 3 speakers for the affirmative side, 3 speakers for the negative side, 1 timekeeper, and 1 to 4 judges.
And now we will present to you our previous motions. The first one was fidget spinners should be banned in schools. Another one that we did was zoos should be banned.
We also did war should be necessary and uniforms should be compulsory, and that was what we're going to do today.
As well as consumption vs pollution, Vanuatu should be welcome more and more tourists.
And now we will give you our opinions on debate. I really like debate. I think because of debate, I have improved with my oral speaking and expressing my ideas in a more freely way. I also learn more about the world when I do my research for the debates. I also see the two sides of the motion, which shows me that there are no right or wrong choices in this world. I've also learned that debate can give me an opportunity to attend to schools that I would like to go to later on in life.
Yeah, I also have a lot of fun debating, as I can learn new stuff that I may not have known before. And it lets me see another point of view of the motion and not just the point that I think is right. I also like it because you can give your opinion and express yourself. It gives you that drive to continue and give you your best to persuade the other team to think that your team has the correct side of the topic motion, that you are right.
My opinion on debate. I enjoy doing debates. I prefer presenting the debate ideas better than finding the ideas. I think I have improved and that we have all improved since we've started. I also like to try to convince people. I would really like to do a debate against another school because I think it would be interesting and challenging.
I have a lot of fun doing debates. It's really improved my confidence to speak in front of people and to convince them that about what I'm saying is true. It's also fun to work with your team and to exchange ideas about the motion.
I enjoy doing debate. It's very fun and interesting, especially going against your friends. When I first started out, I couldn't express myself properly and was quite shy. But every week I improved, and now I feel like I can express myself much better and I'm not as shy as I used to be. Also, I feel like I'm also better at convincing people. Thank you. We will now give you a little debate.
So now we're going to give the definition of debate, and we'll be the affirmative team, and Asia and Asia will be the negative team. We'll go to our first speaker, Chloe.
So I am the first speaker of the affirmative side, and my team and I will be presenting the affirmative side of why school uniforms should be compulsory. First, I'll give you the definition of a school uniform. A school uniform is a uniform worn by students primarily for a school or otherwise educational institution. They are common in primary and secondary schools in various countries. So the reason why school uniforms should be mandatory is because some students are from rich families and some are from less privileged families. The less privileged families could not afford to buy fashionable clothes for their children to wear to school, unlike the more privileged who would be able to afford for their children, regardless of the price. However, children who wear expensive or fashionable clothes to school distract the others who cannot afford to buy the same dress. These uniforms help take away many issues that we see happen in schools. It can help with, for example, the picking of some children that takes place inside of the classroom. We have uniforms so everyone is equal. Most importantly, wearing a school uniform shows respect for the school. Uniforms also move students' minds from judging what each other is wearing to focusing on learning. School has become more of a fashion show than a place for learning. Uniforms can also stop some bullying that occurs when one student is unable to afford expensive name brand items. Students just need to get used to not being allowed to wear what they want on weekdays. When they go to a job interview or even to a job, you can't wear what you want. Jobs have dress codes, which have to be followed. Therefore, school needs to enforce dress codes. Yes, a uniform may be expensive, but it may also save money. You won't have to buy as many clothes as if you wear a uniform. Having a school uniform also means less organizing in the morning because the children don't have to think about what they're going to wear each day for school. If the student doesn't know what to wear to the school, they will take more time deciding and less time preparing for breakfast, for example. And that's why I think that school uniforms should be compulsory. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chloe. We will now pass to the first speaker of the negative side, Asia.
Thank you. As the first speaker of the negative team, I would like to say some stuff of what you said. You said that it's become a fashion show, yes, and you said that school uniforms aren't that expensive, but did you know in a primary school it can cost up to $500? And that may be more than what some people spend these days. Imagine you go to a school and you have to buy a set of uniforms, one set of uniforms, that's $500. But imagine if you have to buy three sets, that equals $1,500, that's just for three uniforms. And then...
Okay, thank you, Asia. She was the first speaker of the negative side. Now we'll pass to Celine, which is of the positive side, second speaker.
So yes, uniforms can be expensive, too, as well as normal clothes. But I'd like to agree that your idea was really good, too. But I'd like to continue on our side of the debate. A school is a place where we come to study and not to show off our clothes. We have uniforms so that everyone is equal. Remember that school children did not go to school to advertise their uniform. The uniform makes them look equal as students. All they are there for is for the education and nothing more. Most importantly, wearing a school uniform shows respect for the schools. Many think that school uniforms help maintain school discipline, decreasing the amount of discipline problems. Children invariably tease those who do not have trendy clothes. Those who can't afford name brand clothes are often sensitive about their clothing. School uniforms may deter crime and increase student safety. In Long Beach, California, after 2 years of a uniform policy, reports of assaults in the district school decreased by 34%. Assaults with a deadly weapon dropped by 50%. Fighting incidents went down by 51%. Robbery dropped by 65%. Possessions of a weapon or weapon lookalikes decreased by 52%. Possession of drugs went down by 69%, and vandalism was lowered by 18%. School uniforms also prevent students from concealing weapons under baggy clothes, making it easier to track of students on field trips and makes intruders on campus more visible.
Okay, thank you, Celine. Now we'll go to the second speaker of the negative side.
Hello, I'm the second speaker of the negative side, and I would like to present our opinion on school uniforms. Child and teen development specialist Robin Silverman told NBC News today that students, especially girls, tend to compare how each other looks in their uniforms. As a body image expert, I hear from students at all times that they feel it allows for a lot of comparison. So if you have a body that's a plus size, a curvier body, a very tall body, a very short body, those girls often tend to feel that they don't look their best in their school uniforms. The first research into the growing trend of requiring students to wear uniforms in schools
has found that dressing alike does not necessarily change children's behaviour, only their teacher's perception of it. The teacher looks upon the children wearing uniforms as being better behaved, whether it's true or not, said Dorothy Billing, a Bowling Green University professor who conducted the research. Schools shouldn't be a dull place. It should promote independence and creativity, and one way to do this is through fashion. Teachers and students alike constantly regarded children dressed in uniforms as more intelligent and better behaved, even with no evidence. School uniforms make everyone look the same. We think that's quite boring, and that's why we think that school uniforms shouldn't be necessary in schools.
Thank you. We'll go to the positive side.
Okay, thank you. You said that it's through fashion. They can express themselves through fashion for uniforms. They can, but it can also create bullying. And you said that the school uniforms might become boring after a while, but you can also add some accessories that will make them look better. And for many decades, school uniforms have become about fashion rather than education. During this time, public schools have debated whether students should wear school uniforms. There are people who think that uniforms should not be required to wear in school. On the other hand, there are quite a few people who agree with wearing school uniforms. A bulletin published by the National Association of Secondary School Principals stated that when all students are wearing the same outfit, they are less concerned about how they look and they fit in with their peers. Thus, they can concentrate on their schoolwork. When uniforms are mandatory, parents and students do not spend time choosing appropriate outfits for the school day. According to a national 2013 survey, over 90% of US school leaders believe school uniforms or formal dress code policies eliminate wardrobe battle with kids, which then will give you more time to get ready for school in the morning. Parents can reduce their financial burden with their children and limited to wearing one simple outfit every day. In August 20, 2015, study showed that in the UK, it costs on average for school uniforms £88, which is 12,000 vatu per outfit, while out-of-school average uniform, which is normal clothes, costs £113, which is an average of 15,000 vatu. A national 2013 survey of 517 US school leaders found that 94% of these surveyed believe one of the main benefits to parents is that the school uniforms are made cost-effective than regular apparel, which is your normal clothes. And it prepares your child for the world of work, like my partner was saying earlier. If, for example, you're going to become a police chief, a pilot, a policeman, or anything like that, you will need to wear a uniform. So at least you would have been trained in school to wear it and not feel weird about it. And clothes make a man, so does a uniform make a student. Teachers and fellow mates at school think of a student to be better behaved and more diligent when in school uniforms. A feeling of trust automatically gets generated. This issue of skirts or being too short or loose-fitting jeans and pants on the boys not being wore high as they needed to be can be made in a non-issue by implementing a policy. And because what happened if you went on a trip and they did not wear uniforms? What if they went on a trip and the building caught on fire and there was a lot of people with no uniforms? No one knows, no one remembers who the students were because they went all dressed the same. And in an emergency, you don't think like you normally would. You want to save yourself and save your classmates. In conclusion, we believe that there are many benefits to wearing school uniform. A uniform is affordable, it reduces bullying rates in schools, and it fosters a sense of equality in schools. For these reasons, we believe that all students should wear uniforms. Thank you.
And now we will give the speech to the third person on the negative side.
School uniforms restrict students' freedom of expression. Let's say we're all dressed the same. How are you supposed to make yourself feel unique and you look you look the same as everyone else? School uniforms also promote conformity over individuality. At a time when schools are encouraging an appreciation of diversity, enforcing standardized dress sends a contradictory message. Chicago junior high school student Kyla Sumter wrote in a Huffington Post, "They decide to teach us about people like Rosa Parks, Susan B., Anthony, and Brooke B. Booker T. Washington. We learn about how these people expressed themselves and conquered, and we can't even express ourselves in our own hallways. I don't think kids today should wear uniforms. They should be able to express themselves in an appropriate way, of course, because some kids wear crazy things to school, but I think they would focus more on school if they were relaxed in their own wardrobe. And you said that that if you're in your uniform, you focus on your school and not your clothes. But a 2003 study by researchers at Arizona State University found that students from schools without uniforms report a higher self-perception scores than students from schools with uniform policies. Some students also find uniforms less comfortable than their regular clothes, which may not be conducive to learning. School uniforms may delay the transition into adulthood. Adults make their own clothing choices and have the freedom to express themselves through their appearances. Denying children and teenagers the opportunity to make those choices may make them ill-prepared for the adult world. Adolescents see clothing choices as a means of identification, and seeking an identity is one of the critical stages of adolescence, according to the late development psychologist Erickson. That's why my team and I strongly believe that uniforms should not be compulsory in schools. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the end of our debate. Thank you.